views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Let the transition begin. Welcome to Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, most vibrant life. Carrie gives you the tools for transformation that will help you experience success for life's transitions. Now here's your host, Carrie Keith.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to Majestic Insights Radio. We're here every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern. And I'm really excited about today's show. November in general is one of my favorite times of the year. It's just cooling and calm to me. The fall and the Thanksgiving season. And that's our topic today is gratitude attitude. And I'm welcoming one of my very favorite people, Corinne Alyssa, and she returns to talk with us about gratitude and changes that come into our lives when gratitude is the baseline attitude that permeates in our lives. I try to do this, we try to do this at Majestic, and it's part of keeping that frequency up so that you can manifest what you want. Corinne is fond of calling gratitude the beginning and the end, as it's the grease that slicks our manifestations, and I think that's very true. So let's welcome Corinne Alyssa.
Hi, Carrie. So great to be back with you today.
I love you. You're a wonderful person and healer, and thank you for coming on our show today.
You're so kind. Thank you for having me.
So talk to us about gratitude attitude and why is it so important?
Well, that's a great question. Why is it so important? It's important because our attitude, you know, science has shown that our attitude is 90% of how things go for us are determined by the attitude that we display and the attitude that we have inside ourselves toward the world and toward the things that happen to us. And so gratitude is one of the ways that we can raise our conscious attitude, raise the way that the vibration of how we deal with the world around us and how we feel about ourselves. So it's very important because if we want our life to be as we see it going, we want our life to make us happy, we want our life to bring us balance and joy and love and all those wonderful things, health and wealth, all the things that most people are looking for, a basis of gratitude will raise our vibration so that all of those wonderful things can come easier. The opportunities can be presented for our life to give to us the things we're looking for.
I've come up with this a lot this week from different clients who have called, and what the theme is being is that if you get stuck in they did this to me or this happened to me, and once you get caught in that place of victim, you can't move from there. You get stuck there very easily. But when you shift into gratitude, you know, maybe I got fired because there's a better job. Let's look in the paper and see what that is and go find that better job. I mean, that's just right. A shift in attitude. Now you're grateful that the mean guy fired you because now you're free to go be happy and you didn't have to do anything. So just that little shift in attitude is so important about keeping your vibration where you want it to be in the flow of what's happening in your life. But also, I think gratitude, you have – one, you have to not want to be a victim. And two, you have to trust that the universe is going to take care of you versus reacting to what happened. Once you get into reaction, it's hard to stay in gratitude. And that's why gratitude is so good. It keeps you out of reacting. It keeps you out of that victim.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, gratitude fosters hope. It fosters joy. It's what takes us into life with, it's what gives our life meaning. If we have gratitude for something in our life that we love, that we want to keep, that gratitude tells the universe that this is important to us. This thing that happened is important to me. So we have gratitude. We're telling the universe, I want more of this. I want more of this. And I think it's very interesting that you bring up this victim attitude, Carrie, because that's a little later in the show. We're going to talk about a tool that I have for shifting us out of victim into gratitude. And right. and it's all about that. It really is. But even if you don't feel yourself being able to let go of the victim mentality around something that has happened to you, you can still foster more gratitude in your life. You can still bring things forward and get more from your life just by being grateful for those things that you do have, that you do love.
There's the one lady put the book out. It was called Magic, but it really was a 28-day program on gratitude, the Secret Lady. Anyway, I mean, it's a good book on gratitude, but it's interesting to me that she titled it The Magic, because to her, the gratitude, and to other people, gratitude is the amplifier. You're saying it slicks you up so you don't get stuck in your manifestations, but it also amplifies what you will allow yourself to receive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's why I call it the beginning and the end. We start everything that we do in our manifestations being grateful for what we have, or grateful for the ability to go after what it is we're looking for. It doesn't matter what you have that gratitude for. Just having gratitude propels us into the next thing. So it's the beginning. We have gratitude. It sets us on the road for the next thing we want to manifest. But it's also the end, because once manifested, you bring gratitude back into it again. And that's the end, which sets us up for the next new beginning. It's the theme of the attitude of gratitude that keeps things moving and keeps things going, really keeps you from falling into a rut in your life.
So right there, if when the people are trying to do that and they're in the middle, when everybody's the chaos, you know, creating the change. And if you do get stuck, or you're having a hard time holding that gratitude or the attitude that gets you through it, then you find Corinne at Rebecca.com or Carrie at MajesticInsights.com. And we can help you move right through that stuff and keep that thriving through the chaos.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're both good at that. In fact, thriving, Carrie, that's one of the things that you're especially good at, is helping people thrive.
Yeah, I know. I pick the ones that are in the middle of the chaos, though, so they don't see it at first, but they're really happy in the end.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's about the process, the beginning and the end. And sometimes the endings are beginnings. And if you really just use that time of chaos and you can maintain this higher thankfulness, I think it's good timing on this, Corinne, because a lot of people see their families and that may or may not be good, but it's supposed to be good. You can rewrite your story and how you feel your experience for Thanksgiving and the time of the people you like and or don't like during that time. Reset that attitude, you know, and that's going to help you rewrite your story of what Thanksgiving is to you, because you don't have to do what your mama's mama did. You can do what you do, and that's okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's always something you can be grateful for. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. There's always something that you can be grateful for, even if it's just the fact that you can open your eyes and see, or reach out with your hands and touch, or open your ears and hear. There's always something you can be grateful for. And
yeah, like running hot water. That's a good one.
Yes. I'm so grateful. It's true. It's absolutely true.
It doesn't even have to be about you. It could just be for you. So we're going to tell us, Corinne, how do we contact you and where can we find you?
Oh, sure. Great. You can always find me in a couple of places. One is at Rebecca.com, Rabika corinnealyssa.com. That's my main metaphysical website. You can also find me at corinnealyssa.com, KarinnAlissa.com. The contact page is on either one of those. You can send me an email or give me a call.
Yeah, and we're going to come back, and Corinne's going to talk to us more about gratitude attitude, and we're going to learn some tools that are going to help us maintain this shift during the holiday season. So we will be right back.
Summer and winter, but not one bit alike. We're like satin and cinders. I'm definitely not your type. Well then, what are we doing in love?
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Time. Talk Radio.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Carrie with Majestic Insights Radio, and we are so grateful for you, the listeners, We're grateful for everyone at Transformation Talk Radio and for Brian, our WBLQ guy that allows this all to happen so we can interact with each other.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. And
today welcome.
We have Corinne Alyssa, and she's going to teach us how we can apply gratitude even if we're not feeling grateful. And she's going to give us some tools to help us maintain that during this holiday season and always. Thank you for coming, Corinne.
Oh, thank you again, Carrie. It's just such a delight to be here with you and with everyone in your listening audience.
So talk to us more about this wonderful topic.
Gratitude, the gratitude attitude. You know, everything about gratitude, you can't talk about gratitude without talking about attention and what you pay attention to. You know, you work with Yeshua, you channel him. I work and channel with Yeshua. And he is very, very big on what you pay attention to. That the attention that you give to things in your life, it's like a currency that we all have. In each moment, we have this currency of attention, and we pay for what we have, what we see, what we think, what we do. And that's one of the things that gratitude does for us. It lifts our attention to the more positive, to the things in our life that we're grateful for, the things that we want to extend and continue to be in our lives, paying attention to the things we don't want.
It's true. Well, I wanted to say that something about that because, so in my Flower of Life class, they do that. She brings a static ball. And, you know, when you touch the static ball, the little lightning things come to wherever your fingers are.
Yes.
And that was her way of saying what you pay attention to is where your energy comes. So it's really important, too, during this holiday season, if you're the type of person that pays attention to everyone else, you know, you're putting out fires or you're helping everyone else, then, you know, don't fall victim because you didn't get what you needed. If you need something, pay attention to that. If someone else needs something, but take ownership for where you are putting your energy. You know, if we need to put it into the kids because we got all this stuff to do, that's fine. But if you need to, but if you don't need to put it in someone else, and you could put it in your own home or nesting, and you could be grateful for your comfort and your safety, and that's good too. So just really, and don't judge others. If Uncle so-and-so wants to be all into something that you don't agree to, accept that too. Worry about your own attitude and your own attention span, and then you'll find that you have a lot less chaos in your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because as we know very, very well, what you pay attention to, you get to keep.
Yeah. So as long as you keep paying attention to it.
Yes. If you pay attention to it, you get to keep it, which is why people who dwell on the negative get to maintain their negative attitude. But if you pull gratitude in and you pay attention to what you're grateful for, those are the things you get to keep in your life.
Well, what about the people who are grateful for something, you know, that happened 30 years ago and then they tell you that over and over? Like, they're really grateful for that, but they're not like living in the present. Do we have some tools to help them be grateful for the more in the now?
Yes, I like to tell people that if you're in the funk, you're completely in a funk and you're having difficulty getting out of it, raising your vibration, start in the here and now, in what's right here in or around your body. Don't go searching for something in the past. Don't go looking for something you're going to be grateful for in the future. If you're trying to get out of an immediate funk, look right here, right now. So for example, if I were in a funk right now and I would look around me and say, I'm very grateful. Very grateful that I'm here to be thinking these thoughts. That's the first step. Something that basic is where you start.
For me, it's more physical. If I'm in a funk, then I get up and wash the dishes and I make sure the laundry's cut up. Then I feel accomplished, and then that helps me step out of the funk.
Oh, absolutely. Moving your body around. That's so wise of you to bring that up, Carrie. But also at the same time, get your attitude changed. Because, Carrie, you know you. You know that you can move around. And when you move around, you naturally lift your thoughts.
Yes.
Some people don't. They have to artificially lift their thoughts and get in a habit of lifting their thoughts. Moving may change things to some extent for them, but not everybody's going to have that lift of attitude just by moving around. So if you're using moving around, or you're getting into a bathtub and relaxing in hot water, all those things are wonderful, but pay attention to what's going on in your brain, what's going on in your mind, what kind of thoughts are you having, and be grateful. So for example, Carrie, you get up and you move around, you go and do the dishes to help you get out of a funk. That's because you're changing where you pay your attention. And you're paying attention to the dishes, and you're feeling naturally grateful for having your home and your kids and all of that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It drags me back into what I do have. I have my children to serve, and that does bring me lots of gratitude. And
Yeah, definitely. So we have some people who have to go out of their way. I say artificially, but I mean just impose that on themselves until it becomes a habit, because it's not a habit for everybody. And gratitude can become a habit for anyone. It's not a difficult thing to attain. Your brain will rewire it for it very, very quickly. And your spirit will grasp it, hold it, and want you to keep it there. As much as you do it or more, your spirit will just long for more of it and will help you find it again. So do it. Pull your thoughts to gratitude. Look in the here and now. So for example, if you get up and go do your dishes, it's not changing your thoughts. Your thoughts are still ruminating on what's wrong. Then look at the dishes. I'm so grateful to have these dishes. So grateful, as you said earlier, to have this warm water, hot water running out of the faucet. These little things will do it. It does, because it doesn't matter what you're grateful for. It does not matter what you're grateful for. It will raise your thoughts, and it will bring more happiness, more life, more love.
So what do you feel about, like, so I guess everyone raising their thoughts would be a little different. Like for me, it's the attitude of serving my family puts me in a cozy place. But the same thing, if my attitude was different, like, I'm tired of serving people, it's my turn, I want to watch a show. See, I could have either attitude. So
you can,
if you don't like the way your attitude feels, then just try on another one and see how that feels. You don't have to keep them there, your attitude. You can change it till you find the one that fits you comfortably.
Isn't that the truth? Absolutely.
So give us a tool here to help us do that.
Okay, here is the biggest gratitude tool that I have ever found. And if you can do this with gratitude in your life, it will knock your socks off how much change will happen to you as a result. Okay. I want you to find one thing that was so egregious done to you by somebody else, or something you did to yourself, so egregious that you've not ever been able to truly forgive yourself for it, or forgive the other person for it. Just find that one thing. And then once you find it, you start becoming grateful for it. Now, some people say, well, if I'm grateful for this horrible thing that happened to me, then I'm just going to call more of that. No, you don't be grateful for what it was that happened to you. You be grateful for who you became as a result of surviving it.
And you just love yourself despite surviving it. You could, you know, do it that way too, just like you would your inner child. You just love her despite what she's been through. And it's more of a feeling than your brain saying, okay, this, that. Just love
yes,
it.
It's a feeling.
Just sit with the love of it. You know, they have apps for everything. We should have an app that says alternate realities and say, if I'm not grateful for this, if I am grateful for this, if I think this, think that, and then let it, the computer, whip out the outcomes, and then we can pick our outcome and go back and change, pick that attitude.
Well, people can do that with the Rebecca cards, you know, at Rebecca.com. You can go in there and get the most likely outcome from the energies that are around you right now, and then you can pull that card and look at it and be grateful for that thing coming.
That is at Rebecca.com. And and you go to free readings, and it's my favorite thing. You just go there and play, and it's always accurate, and it's free, and there's all kinds of wonderful things on there. Yeah,
it's Corinne
built that. It was like, what, 30 years in making it just so. It's beautiful. It's very healing, and it's a very accurate way to you know, ask a question about something, or you could ask your different outcomes. You could say, okay, I want to live here. Okay. And see what that read is. Say, oh, do I want to live here? And see what that read is. And that will help you pick places. You know, design your own alternate realities so that you can be grateful before, during, and after. And if you're not able to maintain that, then change it so that you can, because it's in your power to do so.
Absolutely, Carrie. So wise.
So if we sit with that thing we didn't like, we basically are neutralizing the emotional charge to what we haven't forgiven or that we're still mad about or whatever. You just want to neutralize that charge, because feelings are the secret to either getting it right or not getting it right, is the way you feel about it. And so that's why it's important to clear these things that may not have been so good that we maybe shouldn't even forgive in our mental state. But if you can neutralize the emotional charge on it, then that leaves you a whole bunch of room for good stuff to come in.
And if you are grateful for it, what happened, because of how you survived it, because of who you've become as a result of having that experience, you're pulling yourself back into the now. You're grateful for who you are now because of that which happened then. And so it's a way of also being pulled back into the now, which is where we have to be. We have to be in the now, or nothing happens for us.
And right now, we're going to take a break. So go to Rebecca.com and check out the Rebecca cards. And I'm Carrie with MajesticInsights.com, and we will be right back.
Legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
The time is now for a free Apple Watch from Central Auto Group, CT.com, your number one buying destination, the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen during the month of November. That's right. Get a free Apple Watch when you buy any new vehicle till the end of November at Central Auto Group, CT.com. Check out these deals. A Ford Focus, Hyundai Accent, or Volkswagen Jetta for $109 a month. $109 a month. Central Auto Group, CT.com has the largest selection of Mazdas ready for immediate delivery. Check out Central's huge variety of pre-owned vehicles. Five reasons, one destination. Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, pre-owned. Open 7 days a week. Number one for customer satisfaction. Experience the difference of our service department. Get a free Apple Watch when you buy a new vehicle till the end of November at CentralAutoGroupCT.com. Exit 28, old exit 87, I-395, Plainfield.
Your number one buying destination. Central Auto Group.
See dealer for details.
Come down to Johnny Cake, come down to Johnny Cake. We've got Christmas deals. Shop till you drop and never stop, cause everything's a steal. Furniture, clothing, toys for the children, shopping's never a chore. With gently used like new, it's all for you at Johnny Cake Thrift Store. Industrial Drive, Westerly, just off exit 92, I-95. Thank you very much.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Song. That was so wonderful. Thank you, Brian.
Oh, that's your surprise.
And you know, the commercial that comes on in the break, the fearandanxietysolution.com. I love his voice. If anybody's got fear and anxiety, you just got to call that guy because I just think that his voice is so wonderful. So we're with Corinne Alyssa and we're talking about attitude, gratitude, and tools and different ways to find your way of staying grateful for something. And, you know, if you're really depressed and don't have anything to be grateful for, you could think of a time when something was really wonderful and go back and feel that time. Everybody's got some time. Go find that spot and feel it, and you can bring it forward because Corinne was talking about the now is so important, and she's right. We need to create the now. And that is going to accidentally create our future. And so it's important to find your way of resonating with present time in a grateful way.
That's something you do really well, Carrie. You are so good at helping people find that path through from wherever they are that they're unhappy with to a place where they're happy with their life. You're very good at that.
Well, it's about awareness for me. If you see other people's intentions, a lot of people just, you know, they get sad because somebody did something. Well, but the somebody doing something, it didn't have anything to do with you, and now you've made this sadness that's not even yours. And so there's something about the awareness. If you know what everybody else's intentions are, then you can choose differently. Once you're in react, then you just get stuck there. I have a coaching program I call Reaction Time, and it's for people who overreact or react too quickly and or live with people that do that. And it just teaches you to reset those triggers so you can stay in your neutral spot and choose your reactions versus just reacting.
Mm-hmm. So good. I've seen so many people you've worked with get such a benefit from your teachings. And how you can help really shift the energy in people. People don't understand how to do it themselves. I mean, we all need help. Even those of us who are professionals, we need help from other professionals from time to time. Well, I say need, you know, I don't need.
That's why we have each other. Yay.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, anyone out there who's thinking about calling Carrie, do so. You will not be unhappy. You'll
also
be happy.
This time of year, we have you buy one and you get a second one. You can either get that in a gift certificate to give away as a Christmas present, or you can use the second one for yourself. So that's with an hour reading or coaching session and or a half hour reading coaching session. You get two for one through the rest of the year. That's our holiday special this year.
Oh, Carrie, that's a deal. Yeah, that is a definite deal.
So what else do you have going on for us today, Miss Corinne?
Well, we are going into Thanksgiving. And for most of us, Thanksgiving brings family around. And for some of us, it's the family we love that we live with every day. And for others of us, it's the family we don't see very often and for reasons that, make us want to be slightly estranged from our family. And so there are things you can do on Thanksgiving or around Thanksgiving when you're with your family to help you pull this gratitude forward, this attitude of gratitude. And one of them is asking questions of other people. Ask your family, what are you grateful for? This is the day of gratitude. What are you grateful for? Help everyone around you see their own gratitude. Then what you're actually doing is helping them pull themselves into a more positive stance. And so everything's going to go better. If the people around you are more positive and you're more positive, you can only imagine that things are going to go better than if everybody's pulled down into negativity.
It's true. And if you're in a family that they like their negativity and you don't, just build yourself this little bubble, this ring pass knot around you with blue and white light so that you are empowered in who you are without imposing on them. And then you can sit in your own little bubble and be grateful that you're you and not them.
Exactly. Although I think it is surprising sometimes. I know I get surprised when I start asking questions of other people. I start asking them what they're grateful for or what they love in their life. It is amazing. Even people who are highly ensconced in their negativity will often raise themselves up, even if it's just a little bit, because of those questions.
I think the people who are really deep in their negativity don't even know they're negative. It just comes out that way.
I agree.
So the other people don't react to it personally. If someone is throwing something at you during the holiday and you're like, oh my gosh, did they just say that to me? Uh-huh. Stop and ask Creator or your masters or yourself or whoever you trust. Ask, is this about me? And then if you get a no, then that's good. And if you get a yes, then act accordingly. But don't just assume that it's about you. It could just be the other person venting about something that you don't even know is going on. And that's where asking questions comes in really good also.
Good point. Very good point. You know, it's almost always true that somebody else's actions speak more about them than they do of anyone else around them. Even if they're talking about someone around them, their actions speak more about themselves than anyone else.
Yeah.
So if they're ragging on you for one reason or another, saying things to you that are hurtful or harmful, just remember what kind of a mindset, what kind of an inner dialogue must they be having to even see or think of those things? And once you start looking at it that way, then empathy, compassion, love can come up and flood you. And once you're filled with compassion and love, you're not worried about what they're saying and how it might be affecting you. You're just able to be with them and who they are.
So from what you're teaching us today about staying in the gratitude attitude, I find for myself personally that I can do that best with acceptance. If I just accept okay, that person is how I don't want to be. I'm grateful I'm me. I'm grateful that Thanksgiving's once a year. You know, you could be, it could be one, you could be grateful you got to see your relatives you haven't seen. I mean, there's, like you say, there's so much you could be. The traffic is always crazy during Thanksgiving too. Everybody be very safe in their travels.
Absolutely. You know, even there, even in traffic, you can be grateful that you actually have a car that moves and runs and can take you from one place to another, regardless of the traffic. You can always find something to be grateful for.
My best story on that was I was driving from Dallas to San Francisco during Thanksgiving weekend one year, and I stopped in Fresno for a taco. It was like an hour and a half because everybody was trying to get out of California, and I was like, oh my gosh, the next place is Phoenix. Where are all these people going? They were all trying to leave. I'm like, none of these people are going to be anywhere by tomorrow, and I was so grateful I was coming in and not trying to get out because nobody was getting out.
Indeed.
And even if something gets crazy, like you get traffic or you get held up, you could get all mad about that if you want, but chances are you got saved from being in the wrong place at the wrong time and having an accident or something. So just try to find fun. That's what iPhones are for. They let everybody have fun in the now while they're waiting.
Indeed.
Find your way to make that peace with what's going on around you and acceptance so that you can maintain this vibration of gratitude. We will be right back after our break. You can find Corinne at CorinneAlyssa.com or at Rebecca.com. Go to Rebecca. There's angel blessings. There's tons of interesting stuff that's at no cost. She also has Rebecca University, which has classes like Intuition is Your Birthright and other classes that help people really bloom into who they are. And I'm Carrie with MajesticInsights.com. You can email me at MajesticInsights@gmail.com. And you can call me at 503-400-4603. And we'll be right back after the break.
Hold on, Selecta.
What does it mean to be healthy? For each of us, it means something a little different. Discover the art of herbal medicine, a natural way to help our bodies respond better to the modern-day stress and toxicity of our everyday lives. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness in Kirkland can help you choose the herbs that are right for your body. Find your herbal solutions for common health issues at urbanwellness.com. That's herbanwellness.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Ooh, and it's all right, and it's coming home. We gotta
everybody. This is Carrie with Majestic Insights Radio. We want to thank you for listening today. You can listen live every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, or you can listen to the archives anytime. You can go to Transformation Talk Radio, search Majestic Insights, and listen to the archives there, or you can listen to them on majesticinsights.com. And also, if you go to Transformation Talk Radio, you can listen to the archives of any of the hosts or guests that you see that you're like, oh, I like that person. You can just check them out there. It's a wonderful resource and tool for learning and growing and communicating with all dimensions in our interesting world. Today we have Corinne Alyssa, and thank you, Corinne. She's helping us with the gratitude attitude. Corinne also has Goddess Speaks. She has Rebecca.com, she has CorinneAlyssa.com, and she is an author and a speaker and teacher. So there's lots in her world to offer. Check her out. What else do you have going on these days, Miss Corinne?
Ah, thanks, Carrie. Well, you know, very, very soon, within the next 2 to 4 weeks, my latest publication will be out, and this is the one that's nearest and dearest to my heart. It's called Bare Bones, The Unabridged Life of Yeshua, Son of Joseph from Galilee. And it's, I've been working on this project since 2010. Yeshua and I working together, collaborating on his autobiography, and that's what this book is. So if you wanted to know more about Yeshua, or as many people call him, Jesus, if you want to know more about this man and his truly incredible, adventurous life, get ready for Bare Bones. And you can find more information about that book at barebonesbook.com.
Now, Corinne's one of my favorite people for many reasons, but the actual number one reason that I have myself so present in her world is because she channels Yeshua. She calls him, or Jesus, whatever you call him. That's the same frequency spirit, the same as me. Like we've known him our whole lives. We've channeled him our whole lives. We have the same friendship with him. He is our friend.
Absolutely.
He is about love, wisdom. He isn't something that you can't reach because it's not good enough for you. He's actually present and helpful at any time. And that's my favorite thing about her. And Bare Bones is the story of him as a man. And that's going to make some people uncomfortable. But that's going to help a lot of people wonder, what is this mystical man, and what's he about, and how was he, and how is he, and what really happened? And the book does that, yes, but it also heals you on different levels, and it challenges what you believe is imposed on you versus what you believe is real. And he actually heals you through the pages, and the book reads like a novel. It reads like reading The Alchemist. I love The Alchemist. It's used to be my favorite book till Bare Bones is coming out. But now you read the story, and the journey of the story heals you as a man, as a spirit, as your relationship with this high spirit that happens to be the world teacher of this time frame. And it doesn't matter if you're Christian or Buddhist or green or blue or yellow. Yeshua doesn't care. You know, you can have... He's embodied in the frequency and love in a way that touching that allows you to become that. And that will keep you in the now. That will keep you, your attitude in gratitude.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, he's right here. He is waiting for to become the friend of anyone who wants him. And it doesn't matter to him. As you just said, Carrie, it doesn't matter to him what viewpoint you have, what you've done, what you think about yourself or the world. He wants to have a relationship with every person who wants to have a relationship with him. And he will not ask you to change in any way. Although he does say, and he says it in the book too, but he says to us all the time, you may change from having a relationship with me, but it won't be because I've asked it of you. It'll come from within as a response to the deep level of love that I can show you.
Now, on this Bare Bones coming out, we've had different types of people from different religions, different genres, read it. People, Corinne trusted, and their reaction was valuable to her. But across the board, it healed people for them to read it. This is a very, very special work of art. And we are grateful to you, Miss Corinne, for your time and effort and energy in creating this wonderful experience for us. And everybody go to barebonesbook.com. You can get on the email list, and then you'll know when the launch is. We're waiting on an exact date, and it should be here soon. So that will keep you up. There's also a quiz on there to see how much you know or don't know about that. There is just going to the website's all healing too, and taking the quiz. It's just like, it's almost like he's saturated in all the things that she's built for him to represent his message on this plane. It's a true work of art.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you for that very much.
Yeah. And so that's going to consume your time there for a while. But Corinne also is an intuitive healer. She is a medical intuitive, and she's really good about helping you with those things. You can book appointments with her at Rabika, RABIKA.com. You can also get fun free stuff there like the Angel Blessings or a Rabika reading, and check out her classes on Rabika University because it's good stuff.
Absolutely. We got Gratitude Attitude is one of the classes that I teach, but that's not up on the roster right now. Very soon we'll be posting open enrollment for Intuition is Your Birthright. That'll be coming up toward the end of January. So soon, in the next week or so, we'll be putting that up for people to register.
And that's a really great class. I just took that class, Intuition is Your Birthright. And I mean, I happened to already be intuitive, but I took the class because it was very interesting to me how to teach, you know, the brand new people who don't know they're intuitive, because everyone is, and because it's your birthright. And I love the way Corinne presents it. And there's 100% of the people who've taken the class who have opened up to their intuition over the years. And she's really fine-tuned it in a way that it's a terrific beginning class, I think.
Thank you. Thank you, Carrie. Yes, and as you said, 100% success rate. If you take this class and right now you start, you don't know that you're intuitive, you don't know how to use it, you don't know how to turn it on, by the end of the class you will be able to turn on your intuition at will and use it to better yourself and other people in your life.
That's wonderful. We also teach that at Majestic Insights. I have a little thing called What's Your Magic. It's a custom coaching program, and we identify what is your magic, and if you already know what it is, and it could be music or ditch digging, or I mean, your magic could be something that you didn't know was magic even. And we have a 2-session consultation with a little homework, and then we can design from where you are. Okay, what do you learn next? How do you do this next, so that you can really use your particular brand of magic or your way of staying in the gratitude to enhance your life and help other people if you choose, or just help your own household if you choose it. You can use it and design it your way.
Absolutely. And you are so good at it, Carrie. You're just marvelous. People who haven't worked with you yet may think this is all hype, but it's not. It's you are magic.
I do have success with my people who we work together, and we can help you too. I specialize in life's transition, so let's get you from here to there. Let's do this beginning to end with gratitude, and make your life what you want it to be.
Absolutely. Design. Live by design. Isn't that what you say?
Life by design, yeah. So thank you so much for being with us today and helping us.
What a
joy. You guys check her out. And you can also check out get Corinne at CorinneAlyssa.com, Rabika.com, BarebonesBook.com. And for me, you find me at MajesticInsights.com. You can email me at MajesticInsights@gmail.com, or you can call me at 503-400-4600. You can also catch me on Wednesdays and Thursdays live in person at Celestial Awakenings. It's a Rock Shop metaphysical store in Vancouver, Washington. or you can catch me there on the weekends and for special big gigs at the Celestial Awakening Portland store. Thank you so much. We'll catch you next week on Majestic Insights Radio.
You've been listening to Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher. Let Carrie lead you through her most empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, most vibrant life. Carrie gives you tools for transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.